Hi, welcome to Mom Code. And can I just say, what the fuck?
Lisa, you'll do it, I guess.
That's a good man.
Okay, so, well, I have kind of...
So I love it. With that exact style?
No, I have... you know what a chrysanthemum looks like?
Kind of, yeah.
Chrysanthemum. It's the November flower. Mm-hmm. So, here's a picture that I sent the artist. So I was thinking of getting, maybe two of them with leaves and, those, what are they called? The baby breath flowers.
Do you have a wine opener in your pocket?
No. I was just grabbing my phone to make sure that it was on silent.
That's really cute. I like
that. Do you have a wine opener?
I like how high up it goes. Or how it's kind of binding up.
Yeah, because it was just going to be here, and then I was like, I kind of like the idea. And then Michael mentioned the elbow, and I was like,
No, I don't think it hurt at all. I was just
thinking, I wonder if I can ask for a tattoo for Christmas.
Do it. Do it.
Here. We'll see what mom. What mom says. Igor wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't?
No.
Are they anti-tattoo?
He's not anti-tattoo. He's just
anti-fun.
We really want to get out of Tacoma, so he's like, we need to save all of our money and pay off all of our debt, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so if someone else pays for it.
Exactly. That's, yeah, like, mom.
Get, matching mother-daughter tattoos or something that's, relevant to your cute little offspring or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Work it in a way where it'll... Now they know our secrets.
Michael just got, a three-quarter sleeve.
Nice. Get a picture of that.
Tell me when.
Oh, sorry!
Is that when? Does that mean when?
Wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm just going to match yours, so.
Nice.
There's his.
Oh, fun. So I like the waves.
Okay, Mikey Mike.
Well, yeah, so, that's a chrysanthemum, and that's a squid.
What is that? Oh, it's a squid.
Yeah, they call Navy guys squids, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I love tattoos. I want more. Andrew's always told me no more. Because when we met, I had just gotten my leopard spots, I think. Right before I met him. And then, shortly after we started dating, I got that one. And then, after that, he's like, yeah, I just really don't care for them. I was like, but I already have some. And he's like, no more.
You don't get them then.
He doesn't like needles or doctors or stabbing or anything that pinches or hurts, and so I was like, get one with me, and he said he'd only get a sleeve tattoo and it has to be perfectly illustrated to match this Pink Floyd song. And I was like, okay, let's start brainstorming. He's like, no, you don't have any idea what I have in mind. And I was like, okay, we'll talk to the tattoo artist and they'll work with you. He was like, it has to be perfect or I'm not getting it. And I was like, okay. So he goes to these phases where he's like, maybe. And then he backs out every time. So, but you look pretty hot with
a sleeve. Well, a sleeve. That's so hot. A really big commitment,
too. I know, I love it.
Going, or for someone who doesn't like
for yeah, first tattoo, or, yeah. Just full sleeve. I'm like, yes. But yeah. I definitely want more. Finn's getting closer to, he writes really well, but I don't like how it's big L, little O, his E's, V's down here, and his E's way down here. But I want him to spell love, and then mm-hmm. I was going to take his handwriting in love and then tattoo it, on my arm right here. So I've just been waiting for him to write more straight. So we've been practicing really hard. So I think that will be my last tattoo, is Finn's handwriting. So got a few more months. And then,
That'll be cute.
Maybe my Christmas present. All right.
So we're doing discipline.
Welcome to Mom Code. We're back. It's been a while. Miss you guys.
Miss you too.
I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Emily.
Awesome. Today we're doing discipline part two. And Emily has got some feedback on the Soch. We've been asking everyone to write in comments, send us replies or stories on any topic really that you want to discuss with us. But we got some answers back on discipline. So, let's hear the first one.
Yeah, so, where's I probably shouldn't say names, but...
Yeah, we'll leave the names out, because I don't think we discussed it with the viewer.
So, one mom says timeouts, and when I thought spanking was the answer, no, just goes to show him hitting is okay. I feel the same way.
That's a super solid one, because I constantly, get frustrated with Finn. Love his dear soul. But I'm just like I said, I mentioned this before, he just pushes my buttons and he knows how to push my buttons. And he's 3 and some change. And he just, his mind's constantly working around, how do I work around this no? And how do I get what I want? And I'm, so frustrated with him. And then Andrew recognizes that, she's about to blow. And so he'll deal with them. But I'm, literally yelling from, the kitchen, and they're in the front living room. I'm like, spank his ass! And, Andrew just tells me over and over again, he's like, we cannot spank, because then he's going to think hitting's okay. Spanking is a form of hitting. We don't want him hitting. So then that just encourages hitting. It literally defeats the purpose. So we're a no-spanking family, as much as it might need to be done one day.
One day. Have you ever seen that Frankie Muniz episode? Or not Frankie Muniz, what is it
Malcolm
called?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Whoops, sorry. Where she spanks him in front of everyone in his school. Uh-oh. And it wasn't even a hard one. It was just it zoomed in on it too. And then she just goes.
We'll have to rewatch
it. And then the whole school stops and everyone's like.
That's funny. I think that would be the best time to do it, too. As a form of embarrassment, not punishment.
Right. Okay, so I keep on seeing the big black dog. Oh, look at them go!
Friends.
She's a girl, too.
Is she?
She's just establishing dominance. Lately.
Waffle does that all the time. Waffle's 55 pounds, and she mounts 90-pound dogs. And she's I'm the alpha here. And all the dogs are okay, whatever you say.
You know, I'll watch a lot of videos and read a lot about gentle parenting. And I think, because I don't want to spank either. Michael's she needs to be spanked at some point. But also, gentle parenting is, I think, a little bit too gentle for me. I'm I don't know what the in-between is, but I'm trying. And I actually, this is a huge mom win. It's kind of funny. But every time Abby hits, which isn't often, but she gets mad sometimes, and then she'll hit me. And Michael doesn't have as much patience. He's just, first thing is she hit, but I'm okay, yes, but what are her emotions that she can't
express?
So I get on her level. I make sure she knows that I'm mad, and I'm we do not hit. We use soft hands, and I show her what soft hands is. So a couple days later, I do something I'm building blocks, and she doesn't want me to be building blocks. She just knocked them down, so why would I be building them again? And so she's and she raises her hand, and she's walking over to me, and she's mid-swing and freezes and then pets my arm lightly.
Oh, I love that.
And I was that took so much self-control that I'm not here now that you're about to swing at me.
And way to go,
amazing.
Abby. And, yeah.
That's
and so mom.
No,
that's
yeah,
a mom win.
Oh, that's a great win.
Yeah.
I love that because, you're consistent and you're positively showing her how to redirect her rage. and I think that's so impressive that she mid-swing was just last time I did this, I'm supposed to pet nicely.
Right, yeah.
And then, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So just keeping up with that.
Yeah.
I know you... Tell Michael, I know you want to spank or discipline, but, this is my success, and, consistently we need to be on the same page, and this has proven that she understands, the gentle pets, nice pets, you know, and then so if we are on the same page, and then teamwork, and then you can definitely just, nip it in the butt right now, or stop that action.
Yeah, no, I told him, and he was like, oh, that's really impressive, but, there are times where she's in danger and I'm not I saw this TikTok where someone was joking about gentle parenting, they're making fun of it, and they were gentle parenting in the middle of a fire, when your kid doesn't want to leave the house, and you're listen buddy, I know you want to stay in the house, but it's on fire. Those situations, I'm get your ass over here. I don't know what the in-between is called, but that's where I'm at. Gentle. Well,
there's a huge difference between something for their safety, and then let's say hitting.
Right.
they're not in danger if they're about to hit you. And so you can kind of, like, stop and say, like...
They could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, kidding. But I meant, like, you'd know when.
Yeah.
Well, we've also touched base on, like, me in particular, at least, like, constantly, like, getting aggravated and be like, Finn! Like, just yelling his name, like, getting annoyed, like, constantly telling him no over and over again in, like, a angrily tone. And I recently found myself having my very first ever panic attack, apparently. Whatever. Who knew that I had those? They came out of nowhere. So I'm discussing this with my husband after I get home, and they're like, oh, yeah, I just have a lot of pent-up stress and rage, and it just likes to come out whenever you want it, whenever you don't want it to. So no, I was like, we're going on a peaceful family walk, and I, like, thought I was having a heart attack. Go to the hospital, and they're like, you're just stressed and have anxiety. Like, it just spurts out, like, unplanned regularly. I was like, lovely, welcome to almost 30. But, like, Andrew was telling me, he's like, you know what, like, you do a lot of unnecessary things to stress yourself out. Like, you just gotta live a little less stressed and less aggravated. I was like, you make it sound a lot easier than it is. And he's like, well, example, like, Finn needs to learn to not jump on the bed and not by you constantly helicopter momming and saying, like, no, don't do that, get off the bed, be careful, I don't want you to fall and hit yourself. He's like, he needs to fall and learn, and then maybe he won't do it again, maybe he will, but, like, that's that constant, like, is, like, what's stressing you out, or a contributing factor to what's stressing you out. He's like, so you just gotta let it go, like, let it release, let him learn. Like, obviously, if he's in deadly danger, like, stop him, but, like, stuff like that, like, he needs to learn. I was like, yeah, but my brain goes, like, he's gonna jump on the bed like he's not supposed to. He's gonna fall off the bed and break his elbow. And then, one, I don't want to pay for that doctor bill. Two, I don't have time to care for that. Because I'm busy. And three, I was like, that just adds to the pile of stress as having a kid with a broken arm. He's like, he has to learn. You need to, like, chill on some stuff. I was like, fine, I'll learn to chill. You gotta just tell me when to chill then, if I'm getting all revved up, because it's a daily occurrence. Ugh. So, let's go, like, out of order today, but I have, like, a kid fail, mom win. So we had this discussion 2 days later. We're having breakfast, and Finn loves egg white bites from Starbucks, but I think they upset his stomach just because, like, the way they're preserved and cooked, and, like, I've had no luck with it being good for him, but he likes them. And so I was like, Andrew's making Finn homemade egg white bites, like, sous vide them and everything. And so he's eating his egg white bites, and we're at the kitchen table talking, just having a good old time. Finn's telling a story, and I'm like, hey, stop swinging your spoon around with food on it. He stops, and then, you know, we get going on a conversation again, and he does the same thing. And then I don't know what happened, but I'm, like, talking this direction. Andrew's here, Finn's right beside me. And then all of a sudden, like, I just get blasted, and my whole face just goes, and I'm like, what just happened? I look at Finn, and I don't know if it was on purpose or if it was on accident, because he kept swinging his spoon around like he wasn't supposed to, but I got legit, like, a pile of eggs flung in my face, and it just splattered everywhere. And, like, the initial reaction, no, I do not beat my child. I love him to death. He literally gets smothered with love, even when he pisses me off. I'm like, let me just hug you because I can't spank you. And then he gets annoyed with, like, being, like, latched in my arms like that. But literally, like, just, like, an automatic reaction when you get food thrown in your face. My arm was, like, backhand prepared. And then I, like, see Andrew and I look at Finn. Finn's, like, cracking up. Andrew's, like, crying from holding back his tears of laughter. And I'm, like, crying because I'm so fucking angry. And I'm like, get him the fuck out of my face right now. And Andrew's like, Finn, let's go upstairs. Come on, it's bath time. And I'm just like, I took everything in me not to, like, throw a fit at Finn, tell him, why the hell did you do that? That's a bad baby. How dare you? My options were, prove Andrew that I'm trying to distress. Or go off on my kid for throwing food in my face. And I'm just sitting in the kitchen like this, like, I can feel my heart tensing. Okay, they're gone. And I look over the empty chair and I was like, okay, he's gone. I got this. And I'm just like, mom failed because my kid threw egg in my face. Mom win because I didn't freak out on him. I freaked out on Andrew a little bit. But I'm just redirecting the rage. So if you don't want me yelling at her kid, I'm going to be freaking out on you.
I would, like, throw the egg on his face.
Oh, God.
It's like, this is...
I would, but then that just shows him that, like, throwing food is cool. And I don't dig that.
That's true.
But, yeah, I was like, even telling that story, it gets me all irate. Like, I'm so angry. Like, the outfit's cracking up. Andrew's crying from laughter and I'm crying from rage, and it was a hot moment. So, yeah. Discipline. Other than that, though, Finn's been really, really good, besides throwing a little egg on my face.
Oh, man.
I haven't had egg in my face, but I was, like, one time just on my, like, own little corner of the couch drinking coffee, just minding my own business. And Igor and Olivia, they're, like, messing around and roughhousing because that's just how they bond. And Olivia loves it, and she's, like, an adrenaline junkie right now.
Oh.
But, like, I'm just, like, trying to drink my coffee while watching, like, all these, like, amazing, like, vacation rentals on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
And then all of a sudden, he pushes kind of Olivia back, and she lands, like, on me, and so, like, my coffee just goes all over my face, and I'm just kind of like, I need to remove myself from the situation. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, put my coffee down, and he's like, babe, I'm sorry, babe, it was all my fault, I'm sorry, and I just, like, walk into the bathroom and take a shower. I was pissed, but I'm like, if I respond right now,
right.
It's not gonna be, like, reasonable, right. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like, Olivia's like a daddy's girl because I feel like I'm always like the hard hand. Absolutely. Like, I'm always not hard hand.
I know
feel
what you
like
mean.
I don't hit her, but I'm like the one who's like, Olivia, no, that's not, yeah. Like,
we have to know. Be the fun suckers,
like, I know, yeah, I totally am like a fun sucker, and I feel it, and I don't want to be either. The fun sucker.
But it's like, as soon as you let loose and let, like, okay, let's have a chill day. Maybe I'm not going to yell at you if you do anything stupid today. And then you're just, like, stressed and angry, like, the whole time it's going down. You're like, I can't do anything about it. I'm trying to be fun. And then you explode anyway. So
yeah.
You explode on something that's not
I feel like I've gotten a lot better at, like, not exploding, though, because I went to that therapist for the postpartum anxiety. And there are still some times when I catch myself, like, because he really, like, his method was, like, redirect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the real issue? Like, right. The main thing was being afraid to take Olivia out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why are you afraid of this? And I'm like, I don't know. I see this all over on Facebook. And he's like, well, maybe, like, stop going to Facebook so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. He's like, you're aware that this is a thing, but you don't have to be constantly reminded about it. So stop going on Facebook, don't click on those posts, don't read through anything, just, like, go to the store. But be aware of your surroundings,
right.
But go to the store, and you'll see that it's really not like that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, like, with different situations, like the coffee all over my face, yeah, I'm upset, but Olivia was also just having fun with, right. Like, Dad in the morning, and mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal, and I took a shower, and everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know, so I totally do get where you're coming from because it's, like, fucking infuriating. But, like, also at the same time, I'm just going to go take a cold shower.
Yeah.
You know?
And I, like, we were discussing, like, me
go
finding...
Go have a wine for breakfast.
Discussing me, like, finding something that, like, I enjoy doing that I can, like, take time to myself. And it's just, like, I was explaining this to Emily before you came over. It's just, like... I made it so, like, I don't have a lot of time to myself because I am trying to keep busy because I am trying to keep my mind off certain things. But then it's, like, then in the long run, it's, like, not benefiting me. So I'm just trying to find, like, a balance, which is really stupid because,
yeah. Well, and do you think a lot of those things that you're trying to keep yourself busy so you don't, like, think about it, do mm-hmm. you think those things are the things that might be, like, the underlying,
totally.
Like, condition of why you are having these panic attacks?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I know also, like, I would say confronting them, but I don't think that would get you anywhere.
Absolutely not. It's like, yeah, it's just, like, dealing with it. So.
Yeah. That's a...
Maybe this episode is more about, like, how to discipline yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
It went deep.
Go out real deep real fast. Oh, man, guys. Thanks for podcasting with me. What's the next mom topic right there you got, Emily?
So a lot of people mentioned, big little feelings on Instagram, and I looked at that page, and there's a lot of, it's very gentle parenting. So most things I agree with, other things I'm like, a little too gentle for me, or like, I'm not going to do that. But one post that I saw that I really liked, it was this quote that said, what is it? I'm forgetting the exact word, but oh, I can look it up. I think they just recently shared it.
Have you followed that site? Little Big Things?
I have not, no.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend, too, and she recommended that Instagram account. So I started following her, too, I think on Instagram and Facebook. And, yeah, I feel like a lot of the stuff, like, when I read it, I'm like, oh, I experienced that. I'm like, that's how I'm supposed to deal with it. I'm like, I'll give it a shot. And then if it happens again, then I kind of, like, readjust, like, based on what they suggest. But yeah, like, I feel like it's pretty informational. And you can kind of, like, pick and choose, like, how you want to use their techniques, I guess. So, but yeah, I agree. Some of them are just, like, a little too gentle for my liking. Yeah. I'm like, nah, that's not going to process well with him.
Yeah. So this quote, I told Michael about it. It's, an escalated adult cannot de-escalate an escalated child.
Absolutely.
That could be a tongue twister. But, yeah, I'm like, if she's freaking out and then you're freaking out, she's not going to be like, I'm going to be calm now.
Right. And yeah, that's what I learned. Like, in the beginning of disciplining Finn, too, is, like, he's frustrated. I'm trying to calm him down calmly, and then he just revs up even more. And so then I felt like I had to, like, not yell, but be a little bit louder just to, like, get him to calm down and listen to me. And it just didn't work at all. And so that's when we interworked, like, the talking chair. And it's like, you know what? Like, you're not talking to me right now. You're yelling at me. I need to know how to help you. And I can't help you if you're screaming hysterically because I literally don't know what happened. And so sit in the chair when you're ready to talk, and then I'll come in and talk to you. And so eventually, like, him and Andrew do that more because I'm like, just like, hey, he's on the talking chair. When he's ready to talk, go talk to him. But one time in particular, he's just screaming like a crazy butt in the hallway. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? Can I help you? What happened? And we put him in the talking chair. It took him a long time to calm down. And then eventually I was like, what's your problem, dude? Why are we sitting here? And he was like, I got an ouchie. I'm like, okay, where? He's like, well, I was walking through the baby gate and it closed on my ankle and his ankle's all bleeding and scuffed up. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that? Like, I could have helped you like a half hour ago, but you just wanted to yell about it. And so, like, it really helped, like, having like a safe spot, at least in the house, like where we can have a conversation. So yeah, we use that often, that method at least, but we don't always have that chair. So if like we're at a friend's house, I'm like, we need to find a place to sit down. Do we have a talking chair? I want my yellow stool. I'm like, okay, well, your yellow stool's at home, so you need to talk to me somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I think the last time that happened, we actually had to just like pick up and leave, which was kind of sucked, but it, like, they understand because most of our friends in the friend group have kids. And so I was like, well, Finn can't stop crying, so we're going
to
leave.
We have to go get his yellow chair.
So we have to sit on a stool. Like, so we figure out what's wrong.
Oh, the things we do for our kids.
There's this, so they talk about, they're like very, or at least what I've seen, very anti, end punishment based discipline. And they say fear is a terrible teacher. Mm-hmm. And like, I agree that, you know, they might try to sneak and they'll come to you less if they're always getting in trouble for things. But there was this Facebook post. I really liked it. And God forbid, I hope that Abby is never a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be really hard to deal with. But, like, this mom posted how her son bullied people on the clothes that they wore. Like, not name brand.
Oh, things like that.
So, her punishment was he had to go to Goodwill and only wear those clothes for, like, a couple weeks. Wow. Whatever clothes he picked out.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that seems so, like, that's the kind of punishment that I'm like, I totally agree with that kind of thing. Because it's all about, like, this humbling is what you get, but also, yeah, empathy and,
yeah,
getting a better understanding.
Interesting. I think that's a good one in the future for sure. Just, like, if they ever have, like, that kind of mindset or behavior, like, oh, you're super spoiled and grateful and you get brand new Legos, like, every other week. Like, how about we take away the Legos and you can give it to someone who wants them that needs it more?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like, I can't think of, a situation right off the bat, but I feel like when I was younger, that's kind of how I learned, was being called out and, like, you know, learning, like, how did it feel to be called out on doing this, like, thing that I knew that I shouldn't be doing? Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of, like, helped me grow in knowing, like,
see things like from another perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's like my mom, I don't remember this at all, but my mom said that we had a friend over at our house, and so like my brother and I were really young, and I don't know what it was, but apparently we bullied her to the point where she was crying and she ran home. I'm glad I don't remember that, because I feel like I'd lose sleep thinking of, like, bullying somebody. But my mom told me that, you know, she didn't spank me or anything because of that. She was like, So she went home crying, and like she explained for a really long time how that must have felt, to the point where I was crying from guilt.
Aww.
And maybe that's why I stopped bullying people or something, but I'm just like, that seemed way worse. At the time, I'm like, well, I don't remember that, but I know myself, and I know I would rather be spanked than
Aww.
Feel guilt. I'm like, but yeah, sometimes like explaining that, like, wow, how would you feel if someone did that? That's so mean. That's a good teacher.
Yeah.
Let's see. A lot of people say that. Let's see what else people are saying. Oh, where'd it go? Ignore. I think so many things depend on the on what they're doing.
The situation, yeah.
Like, Abby started, she does some things for attention that are funny. Like, the other day, she started, like, waving her hands in the air all crazy, and then we laugh, and she, like, she laughs, and she does it again. I'm like, okay, like, we'll give you attention for that. But there are some times where people are talking, and they're not talking to her, and she just screams at the top of her lungs, and we look over, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna do that again.
Yeah, oh, that's, like, that's still going on right now with Finn, but he learned that real quick, because, like, if he just makes a loud noise, like, everyone drops what they're doing to see what's wrong, or what's up, or what can I do for you, and then he, like, now he's to the point where he loudly sings the ABCs when no one's talking to him. And so, like, we're having, like, a family discussion, that's so or telling funny. Each other about each other's day, and Finn's just, like, in the background, you know, doing Finn things, and then he, like, realizes, like, oh, no one's looking at me right now, and then he just starts wailing the alphabet, and we're just like, dude, like, you can't do that. Like, and so that's one of the things, like, okay, we're just, good job, you're doing your ABCs, but we're just kind of like, oh, we're just, like, talking closer so, like, we can hear each other, and after a while it gets really annoying, but, like, we try that, like, whole, like, maybe we just ignore him, we'll stop eventually, we don't give him the attention that he wants, and because he used to do, like, he'd do the ABCs, he's like, okay, you can clap now, and we're like, yay, you did the alphabet! and then, like, we're like, I know you know how to do the alphabet, so just stop.
My aunt said that her daughter loved throwing toys at her, so she got hit in the head with a shoe once, and so she threw it back and hit her daughter in the head, and she never did it.
Oh my gosh. I wish we had, like, age brackets for these, like, how old was your kid when this happened?
Right. She said one or two.
Okay.
One that I actually remember people talking about this one a lot in the school district was, Love and Logic. It's a book.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it, and I could be wrong, I think a lot of it is about giving control, like a control balance. One mom said, we try to give choices as often as possible. Like, do you want the blue cup or red cup? Because it helps them feel a sense of power and control they otherwise wouldn't have.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, even at, well, oh my gosh, she's going to be 2 in November, but I'm like, let's go have some yo-yos, which are Cheerios to her. And she's like, oh, I want to go down the slide, which she doesn't say slide, she says die, which is close. Interesting, because when she wants to go down it, she'll be like, die, die, die. And people are like, what? I'm like, oh, she wants to go down the slide, she's not threatening you or anything.
We love, like, baby words. Funniest freaking
she'll say
things.
All these. I love being her age where I'm like, I know what she's saying and nobody else does. But she wants to go down the die. And I'm like, no, we're going to go over to the house and we're going to have some Cheerios. And she doesn't want to do that. So I'm like, do you want to go this way or that way? And she's like, okay, if these are my only two options, you know, until she gets to the age where she's like, how about option C that I'm making up right now?
Yeah. That enjoy, yeah, definitely, like, work that as much as you can, because when they're able to realize, like, well, I still want to do what I want to do, so how about this way? And he's like, nah, that wasn't an option. Yeah, it is. That's what I want to do. I'm like, nope, those are your two choices. Well, how about 3? I'm like, no, just no. Like, oh my gosh, like, don't negotiate with me.
Yeah.
My friend, she used to do that a lot, and it worked pretty well. I think it's still
choices.
Yeah, choices. She's like, do you want to brush your teeth first, or do you want to take a bath first? Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, okay, well, out of these, you know, I'll just do that one. And it really, like, would de-escalate, I think. Like, at least from what I've seen. I don't know. I don't think she said that it, like, always worked. Sometimes you need to, like, throw in another option. She's like, do you need a snack before we brush your teeth? Okay, yeah.
Good method.
Yeah.
I think that does kind of help them feel like they do have some control. And I think about, like, with Olivia a lot, I'm always telling her, like, no, you can't do that, mm-hmm. or, like, we have to go do this first, or we have to leave now. Mm-hmm. And then if I, like, put myself in her shoes, she doesn't understand why we're always telling her no. Mm-hmm. She doesn't understand scheduling. She right. doesn't understand, like, mommy and daddy have to leave the house at a certain time so they can, like, drop her off at grandma's and then go to work. Like, mm-hmm. and so it has to really kind of, like, suck to always just be told, no, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. So I do try mm-hmm. to, like, put myself in, or, yeah, just see it from her perspective every once in a while and just be like, okay, like, just give her, like, some options so she does feel like she does have control over some things.
Right.
Because that does have to be, like, really frustrating to always just be told no.
Right. So she's, like, mm-hmm. at home playing with a toy or something, that her baby doll, and then, like, okay, it's time to go. And she's like, what? No, I'm playing. You're like, okay, we'll take the doll with you. Like, you know, kind of, like, working around it like that. Because, like, yeah. same with Ben. He's very routine. And so we have this new, like, wacky routine, very busy, and I need to be to certain places at certain times. And lately, because my work schedule, my weekend work versus my weekday work kind of got toggled, like, this entire month. And so we were a pretty consistent routine, but then, like, my Fridays and Sundays got flopped around a little bit. And so I had to work on a Friday, like, this Friday and next Friday. And usually I have Fridays off. And so he's, like, he was sleeping. Andrew stayed home. He worked 4:10, so he can watch Ben on Friday for me. And then I had to go to work, like, an 8-hour shift at my other workplace establishment. And, so Finn wakes up around, like, 7, which is about the time we wake up any other day that we have to do my weekday job. And he wakes up around 7, he opens the door, and Andrew's, like, video recording him because he knew he was just going to do something wacky. And so he's, like, explaining to Andrew, like, we have to get up and go now. Mama and I need to be to this place now. Like, we have to go now. Like, I slept too long. And he's, like, going, no. He's, like, where's Mom? We got to get to work. Because I take him along with me. And Andrew's, like, trying to explain to him, like, oh, actually, like, it's Friday, and Mama had to work at a different job today. And so Finn was just, like, really confused with that disruption of the schedule. And so Andrew, like, had to, like, get up, explain to him, like, Mom will be home later. We don't. He's like, but Dad, we have to pick up and go to our job. Can you take me there? Is Mom there? And Andrew's like, no, there's no job today, Finn. Like, because I tell him, like, you get to go to work with Mama. And so he thinks he's helpful and he does helpful stuff. And so, yeah, he's, like, trying to get Andrew to, like, but I gotta get dressed. Dad, get your shoes on. And Andrew's like, oh my gosh, let's just go downstairs and have breakfast. And then we go to work. And he's like, no, we'll just have breakfast and we'll hang out until Mom comes home. I felt so bad. Like, so he's just, like, so stressed out, thinking, like, he's late. And I'm like, but I'm always, like, every morning, I'm like, come on, let's go. Like, I let him sleep as much as possible because I don't want to deal with a grumpy baby. And then, and, like, the routine is I literally have to pull him out of bed, get him undressed, put him up to the potty so he can go pee because I'm, like, disrupting his slumber. So he pees in the potty, we brush his teeth, I get him dressed, and we literally grab our bags and out the door and we go. And then we stop by Starbucks, and then we go to, like, my work where I get to hang out with Finn all day, basically. And so, yeah, like, he's really routine with me like that. So he knows that routine. Like, now he got to the point where he's just kind of like, all right, you're going to help me pee? Like, am I up against the potty? I'm like, you're good, go. And I'm like, so he's, like, peeing in his sleep, basically, into the toilet. Like, because we're so on top of everything. And then I got messed up a little bit, and he's just like, ah! So it's hard, like, explaining to them, like, why you're always in a rush or why it has to change. I don't understand why my work schedule changed. It just did. And, like, yeah. mm-hmm. And so, and then, like, having to, like, because you're always frazzled, or me in particular, always frazzled and in a rush. And then, like, so I felt so bad, like, I'm teaching him that. So he's frazzled and thinks he has to be somewhere and he's late. And I'm just like, oh, I'm so, yeah. I need to calm down. And so, and he's all trying to convince Andrew. And I'm like, sorry. Oh, man. Tricky.
Yeah. It is.
But routines are important, so.
Yeah. A lot of people had repeat things to say. So, yeah. Ignore. Walk away. Don't discipline.
Don't discipline is an answer? Okay. What are you supposed to do?
I know. they said...
I also always think that it's funny whenever someone who doesn't have any kids says, like, I'm never going to do that when I have kids. I'm like, okay. Oh. I was like, before I had kids, I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm ever gonna, like, have them watch TV. And then I had one, and I'm like, but I gotta take a shower.
Right.
Or I gotta wash the dishes. And Olivia does this thing where if I'm, like, washing dishes, she'll try and, like, take her spoons out. And I'm like, you don't want to touch those. So, like, those have been sitting in the sink for, like, 2 days. Oh, and so yeah. I'm like, I'm just gonna go turn on Brave. Or she loves The Nightmare Before Christmas, but Igor, like, rejects that she likes The Nightmare Before Christmas.
But it's such a good movie.
It's a good movie. I like Tim Burton movies. Oh, and he's like, Tim Burton's kind of, like, weird. I don't know. And I'm like, wait, so did you not like the new Batman movie? Or not the new Batman movie, but the Batman movie with that Tim Burton directed. And he's like, well, yeah, that was good, but that wasn't Tim Burton. I'm like, it was. He's diverse. But
my biggest thing was, well, still is, like, we're not going to give her an iPad, but I was like, oh, I'm never going to give her my phone. And I still, like, I will wait for desperate times.
Yeah.
And then I give her my phone, and I put on YouTube. But she knows how to scroll and click videos. I get so much hate from it. Which, what? I like when people are like, oh, wow. I mean,
strangers or family?
A little bit of both, but maybe I shouldn't say hate, but more like judgment. And I tell them, like, I'm not proud of this. I'm not like, look at her scrolling. Like, this is not something I'm proud of. This is something
she knows how to work it better than me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, yeah, I really shouldn't say hate. It's just people being like, wow, like, already on the phone. Like, she's so young. And I'm like, I get it. Again, like, not something I'm priding myself in, but when people talk about postpartum and, like, I don't get time to myself and, like, I just want to take a shower alone, I'm like, your mental health is important. And if that means that they're scrolling through YouTube, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yesterday we went to this big golf event. It wasn't, like, the PGA or anything, but it was up there where, I mean, my dad said that the winner gets $1 million. It was, like, damn, really big deal. And so we're walking around.
You did the wrong sport. Take up some
golf. we're walking around following these golfers, and golf is a silent sport. Like, they have all these signs. They're like, silent, please. Like, everyone's phone's on silent. If you could hear a pin drop. And so,
was Abby with you?
Yeah. She was doing good, but especially when they're putting, I, like, give her my phone. It's on silent. And I'm like, yeah, watch the video. And they put whatever, the golfers come by, and one of them was like, already on the phone. I'm like, oh, she can scream during your backswing if that's what you want.
You said that?
Yeah, yes. I said that to him. I was like, you want me to take it? He was like, I'm kidding. I'm like,
I love that.
You say this now, but when you complain when we're out to dinner that she won't be quiet, like, people don't get it. Yeah. I want to tell people, I'm like, look, I can deal with her screaming longer than you can. So we can do this if you want to.
Back down immediately. I was like, smart man. So yeah, pick and choose, definitely. But, like, also, like, there's desperate times where, like, occasionally we are in a public place and I have to pee. And I'm like, I don't want you touching things. And so I give him my phone. I'm like, just hold mama's phone. Do not touch anything besides mama's phone so I can go potty. I don't want you crawling under the...
Yep. Waving dolls. Yep.
So... it's like, yeah, and then I feel so bad, especially with discipline, because sometimes these things are not okay, but sometimes you do cave, and then they Finn, in this particular case, like, he asked me, he's like, well, last night you said I couldn't do that, why am I doing it now? I'm like, are you complaining, or do you want me to just say no, because I'm letting it slide right now? And I feel so bad, because I am, like, kind of wishy-washy, depending on the scenario, and so it's, like, consistency is important, but again, like you said, like, it's, like, your peace of mind sometimes, you're just like, fine, like, so yeah. I feel bad about that, like, it is kind of confusing, but...
Yeah. What about you? Electronics?
I mean, it's pretty much just the same as you guys. We do have, like, a tablet for her, because Amazon had the sale, and Igor wanted to buy her, like, a Christmas present. And the only time that we ever use that is, like, road trips. Like, where we have to drive, like, 2 hours somewhere. And it's just kind of nice, because, I mean, like, have you seen that Cocomelon challenge thing where, like, you play the little intro? Okay, I'll show it to you after we end this episode. But it's, like, the intro to this one, like, kids show. And the parents, like, play just the sound of it. And they're recording themselves. And it's, like, kids running to it. And every time I watch one of those Cocomelon Challenge videos, Olivia, like, stops what she's doing. And she runs up to me. And she's, like, trying to look at it. And it's just, like, it's not, like, the Cocomelon show. It's just, like, all these other babies running to look at them.
Oh, that's funny.
But I feel kind of bad because I'm like, wow, does she watch too much TV?
Oh, I don't think so.
But, like, at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I just don't think I really care about that anymore because it's like, I know that I'm doing the best that I can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Igor, it was both Igor and I on different shifts, like, we both had to take showers. We both had to, like, you know, do things throughout the day. And so it's not like we're being bad parents. We're just, like, using the tools that we have to, like, get through the day. So I think I've definitely, like, mellowed a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of laugh whenever I hear someone who doesn't have kids say, like, oh, when I'm a parent, I would never do that. Like,
that okay. And then also, like, the back of my day kind of thing. I'm like, just because you didn't have the technology to keep me occupied, like...
I know. I think I was listening to The Men's Room when one of the guys was like, you know, the technology that we have now that I use to help, like, my kids get through a long road trip or a long car drive, like... That's more for me than it is for them.
Absolutely.
Like, when I hear parents say, like, back in my day, he's like, no. You would use it if you had it.
Didn't have the option.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, like, they enjoyed kids asking, Dad, what's that over there? Mm-hmm. Dad, what's this? Dad, how much longer are we going to be there?
Right.
Like, you kind of start to lose it, but, you know?
Also, I had, like, things like a Game Boy. Like, I got a Game Boy for long road trips. And so, like, just because it's not, like, internet technology-based, like, at my fingertips, like, you still gave me something to shut me up, which was, like, some Mario. Like...
Yeah. And to be fair, like, if we're outside and she's pointing at my phone, absolutely not. Like, play. I feel like electronics can, with a lot of use, kind of destroy their imagination. Just feel like I've seen it happen.
Yeah. So.
And... But... Like, road trips and on an airplane, that makes so much sense because they can't move.
Yeah, you're confined. Yeah.
You're stuck. Yeah. I'm going to buy dollar store toys and fidgets and use those as much. And then when you're tired of those, like, okay, get the phone. Just please don't scream.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if we're, like, outside and there and you can move and there's things to do, I'm like, nope.
Right. Yeah, like, we'll be doing, like, friend activities, like, with our friend groups and our kids outside, like, at a barbecue, and Finn, like, noticeably gets tired of, like, playing with the other kids or something, he walks up to me, where's my tablet? I'm like, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Go play with the little kid your age over there. Like, you see him, like, every once a month, like, go play, damn it. And then, so I'm like, you play with my tablet. I'm like, but I said no. And so, I'm like, then we have to think of, like, creative things. Like, I got this big exercise ball, so I bring that sometimes so they can play and, like, throw it at each other. And then, like, our friend's backyard has, like, a bunch of pine cones, so we, like, created this game. If we go over to that friend's house, like, everybody pick up as many pine cones as you can! And so they'll literally just, like, gather piles of pine cones and then pretend to eat them, and it's, like, the cutest thing. And so, or we'll show what we taught them, like, when you throw them, you pretend like it's a bomb, and they, like, took it, and, like, boom! Oh! Explosion! And so, like, they picked up on that really quick, and so definitely encouraging that, like, imaginary play.
Yeah.
Something I was reading up on, I think it was actually that little big feelings things, which is, I took really importantly, and yes, I express, like, constantly how I get so frustrated with Finn, but it's just, like, I think a lot of that stems from him also just, like, outsmarting me on a daily basis. And so I'm, like, I'm more frustrated with myself, because I'm like, dang it, now I have to, like, rework this scenario. But, something I read on that site was, recognizing a lie, an imaginary, like, imaginary play, and then I don't remember the third one, but so it's like something you can get mad about or discipline for versus something that, like, you just gotta let it go. So, like, an imaginary lie would be like, Mom, I just saw a unicorn in the backyard and had purple hair and a yellow tail, and you'd be like, I'm not gonna discipline my kid for having an imagination thinking he saw a unicorn in the backyard. And so you're just like, all right, cool, dude, versus, like, you know, like, some brownies were left on the table cooling, and you leave them alone for a second to go potty, and then, like, there's a hand chunk taken out of brownies. Who ate the brownies, Finn? You know, and he's like, it was the pug. I'm like, doubt the tiny pug can get up there kind of thing. Yeah. And so, like, that was a deliberate lie. Like, hey, we don't do that. Now you don't get brownies with dessert because you cannot wait. Did that happen? No, but I foresee it happening in the future. But it's like, you know, like a kid lie like that. Like, so kind of picking and choosing, like, when to discipline and redirect, like, that behavior versus, like, encouraging the imaginary play, even though it sounds like a lie. It's just kind of like, well, I know. I can decipher, like, a lie from, like, not a lie. And so... Yeah. I think right now that's, like, more of the stage we're in. And so I'm, like, constantly, like, stopping myself, like, hit. I don't know, he's just, like, being imaginary play, because he just started playing with Lego, so he's, like, doing crazy, like, Lego scenarios now, and, like, I think he's, like, telling me about his dreams, because, like, he's telling me this big story about how, like, yeah, you and me went to the grocery store, and I was much taller than you, and you couldn't get this box off the shelf, and so I had to get it for you because I was taller. I'm like, were you dreaming this? He's like, yeah. I was like, when? He's like, last night. And I was like, alright, cool. Like, so it's just, like, very vivid stuff like that, and just gotta roll with it. I'm like, thanks for helping in your dream. So, but kids are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like, I think on the last discipline episode, I mentioned how we were working on puffs and, like, rewarding for good behavior and filling up the puff jar to a five, and then letting him pick out his big prize or reward or playtime kind of thing. And we've been working on that since May, so that's, like, going on 3.5 months now, I think, and it is working, like, surprisingly well. I was definitely in, like, the trial error phase when we first did the last episode of it, and it's worked so well to the point where, like, Andrew and I are like, crap, we gotta buy another toy because he's doing so good. And so, and to us, it's, like, worth it because he's recognizing, like, Abby, like, stopping her slap kind of thing. Like, he's recognizing, like, oh, I probably shouldn't do that, or... Oh, and then he'll tell us, like, you know, we leave him alone for a second to do something, and he's like, oh, I was gonna take that donut off the counter, but I was like, maybe I should ask Mama first. And I was like, that's a good choice. And cute. Then he goes, do I get the donut? I'm like, no, but thanks for not eating it, you know? And so he's, and then Andrew's like, okay, that was a good decision. Let's go upstairs and get a puff. Or now I have to keep, like, a Ziploc of them, like, in my backpack when we go places. I'm like, okay, you were so good at Trader Joe's. Like, you get a puff for not yelling at me that you wanted that chocolate cupcake, you know? And so, yeah, I think that, like, that is super important. Like, he's visually seeing his good behavior, and he visually seen when he does do bad things, like, and then working really hard towards something that he specifically wants. And so we'll give him just, like, we'll sit on his lap and we'll scroll through Amazon, like, okay, these are your choices. And so he'll pick a whole bunch, we'll put them in the cart, and then we'll buy it when he's close to the five, so, like, around 3.5. And then by time, hopefully, the goal is, by time it ships to the house, 2-3 days later, he'll be at the five, and then he gets it. But then, I think it was last week, he was so close. He was, like, at 4.5. And we're like, yay, we can't wait to give you your new Lego set. And we're just super excited. And we really encourage him. We get really stoked for him. We're like, we're so excited to give you something cool so we can sit down and do it with you. This is, like, a mom and dad activity. And, you know, so he gets excited about it. And then he was just being, oh, shit, for whatever reason, 2 days straight. And he went from, like, a 4 to, like, a 2. And he's like, but you said I can have it on the weekend. And he recognizes weekends because, like, you know, everyone's home. And I was like, yeah, you were close. And then he started being a crazy baby. So he had, like, it prolonged, like, an extra week. And so, like, recognizing that, like, oh, I was being bad. Like, oh, I was, you know, like, acting out.
There are consequences to your actions.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so after he finally worked his way back up, he got his cool Lego, like, he's back on track again, but it's just like, and I know it's hard, like, I act out, like, yeah. So it's hard to, like, get mad at him for having a hard
your
time.
Puff jar?
I know, really, though. my puff them. Jar is, like...
You want someone to buy you toys off of Amazon.
That's why I got this phone, but, like, I deserve this, treat yourself. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. I think Andrew was joking about, like, having a swear jar for me. He's like... Take a puff out. I'm like,
that, I don't know why that reminded me. I saw, like, probably a post. It's usually a post where it's like we expect a certain behavior from toddlers and babies and kids, and then, but we don't do that. But, you know, we don't get shit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last night, and we've noticed when sometimes Abby's screaming just because she's tired. Like, oh, yeah. She's not trying to hit anyone. She's like, ah! And we stopped getting mad at that because I'm like, I mean, it is at the top of her lungs. It's like, oh, wow. Like, that was dramatic. But I'm like, I'm recognizing that I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm just so annoyed at the stupid dogs. And I might not scream, mm-hmm. but, you know, Abby will, ugh, she's mad and she throws a toy and we're like, hey, you can't do that. And we're like, we'll do like the same shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we're adults. So I'm trying to like give her some grace.
Yeah. And they really do like pick up on every little thing like that. And so, yeah, like it's, what did Finn say to me before I left? Oh my gosh. He was... Andrew, okay, so again, we cuss a lot around our kid. And Andrew was saying, I don't know, he's like on the computer, Finn was watching Blue's Clues, I was getting ready to go. And he, I don't know, if Andrew said something along the lines like, to me, like, haha, got you good, you fucker. And then I was like, hey. And then Finn goes like, haha, Dad, I got you good, you fucker. And I was like, Andrew! No. And then I'm like, it's funny. It's so freaking funny. But I'm just like, I can't have him saying that to people like my mother-in-law, you know? Oh, like, man. I can't have you saying that to the kid that we're watching. Like,
at least that one was on Andrew, though.
It was. That's but today it was. I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't.
That was today.
That was before I left.
That's so funny.
I was so like, and like, again, like, I can't be mad at Finn because we cuss so much in front of him. But it's just like, I just... they don't know the right place to do it.
Yeah.
And he's literally just repeating what we say, and I'm just like, oh, man. And so, like, redirecting it, we're like, okay, you can say, haha, got you good, you sucker. But sucker sounds a lot like fucker. And so, like, we know he's saying, hopefully, sucker. But if anyone questions that, I'm like, he's saying sucker. I'm like, yes, sucker.
That's also a good opportunity to be like, okay, Dad, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, get that understanding early.
I did see this post, though, and I thought it was brilliant. So, this mom was explaining to her kid, like, it starts out saying, like, I told my kid that it was okay to cuss.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, goes in and she's like, okay, like, if you're at the playground and some, like, creepy guy that you don't know tries to, like, talk to you,
mm-hmm.
what do you yell? And she, like, taught her kid to yell, fire, fire, and then, like, get away from you, from me, you motherfucker. And yes. She's like, because... you don't yell rape because no one responds to rape because rape's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. We all learn that in psychology. But you're supposed to yell fire
mm-hmm.
because everyone looks to see, like, where a fire is right. And people will actually help to put out a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you hear a kid yelling motherfucker, everyone's like, gonna look at like, that.
This kid is that?
And I'm like, that's like that. Brilliant.
That's great.
I think I saw a comedian talking about that.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it on Facebook, and I'm like, that's brilliant.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know this motherfucker. And I mean, that's so true.
That's perfect. Yes. Cussing is totally fine in certain scenarios.
In certain scenarios.
But not calling your mom one.
Like, oh, but God forbid you have, like, an anxious child, and they're like, motherfucker. I'm like, that's just the cashier. They weren't gonna take you,
stranger. That's funny.
Oh my gosh, that's great,
dude. Kids are weird. Do we have any more examples on Facebook?
Okay, let's see. I was getting some repeats. My friend has a book for kids that hit,
mm-hmm.
And the book is Hands Aren't for Hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, they have so many, like, kid books that are teaching, like, different right. things like that I think probably are really helpful. Not a parent, but just a reminder that every behavior has a function, whether it is access to tangibles, escape, attention, or sensory stimulation. Your response should vary based on each function.
Right.
There are so many times that, like, she'll do something and I'm like, I probably look like I'm buffering. I'm like, let me think of how to respond. And she's just, like, waiting for my response. She's like, hold on. I don't know if I'm going to freak out or if I'm going to calm down or if I'm going to, like, gonna think first.
I think that's, oh, man. Like, I'm going to make this a goal, so, like, hopefully in the next few episodes, like, I have more successes with it. But just, like, really, like, processing first and then before reacting first. And so Does anybody have any mom wins or fails to add to today?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, that was my biggest one.
Awesome. I do have a mom win, I guess, happened a few days ago. I had a crap-ass day at work. We're shorthanded, and, five people called out, and it was super booty garbage kind of day. And by the time I got home, I just, did not want to do anything. I was I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Andrew was out of town, technically, not home, with us. And so we're going to go meet up with him and bring him dinner. And the amount of people that I dealt with and how crappily they treated us because we're shorthanded and our wait lines were long and it's just our lobby was shut down, and so people are getting mad calling us from the drive-thru line, why is your drive-thru line in the street? I'm we're short-staffed, we're missing five people today. But I don't want to wait in this line. I'm like, well, then don't. Stop yelling at me because you're inconvenienced by me being short-staffed in the middle of a damn pandemic. Go away. Go get coffee somewhere else. Can't sit. Oh, sorry. Go get your drink somewhere else. But, you can't say that. But, just dealing with, a bunch of psychopaths. And then when they get to the drive-thru line, I waited 22 minutes. I'm like, I didn't force you. Go away. And so I just had a poopy day. And then... So I was tired, and we were going to meet Andrew for dinner, and so Finn's in the car with me, and Andrew orders online, and then, they'll bring it out to the car, and, so Finn and I are in the car, and Andrew texts me, okay, it's ready. It takes me, 2 minutes to get to this burger place, and then, so I'm picking up dinner, and Finn and I were in the car for, a good 25 minutes, and so we're just, hanging out, singing, killing time, and Finn's like, I thought you said it was ready. I was like, but it is. He was like, well, where's our food? And I was like, well, they'll bring it to us when they're ready, and so he's kind of just, getting answer and answer, because he is hungry too, because I literally pick him up, we go get food, and we're supposed to go to Andrew, so he's been waiting to eat. And I think a bunch of people are coming and going because people are eating inside the restaurant, and then there's also people also ordering out, so a bunch of food and bags, and people are leaving with food, and he's like, is that our food? I'm like, no baby, sorry, they'll bring it to our car. Why does that guy have his food? Well, sorry baby. We're waiting our turn. And he goes, well, can't we call him and ask him where it is? I was like, honestly, Finn, I was like, we're gonna wait patiently because mama had a crappy ass day at work today, and sometimes when you're at work and you're doing your job, this is someone's job to bring us our food. And I was like, you don't have enough people or someone's really busy. And so I gave him the example of how much faster things go when you have help, and if they don't have the help that they have that they need, it's gonna take a little bit longer to get our food. And so I was like, when I need you to pick up your toys before we go somewhere, before we go to bed, please pick up all your toys. It takes a lot longer when you do it by yourself, so you always ask mama to help you. And so on those days I do help you, we can have time for stories before bed kind of thing, versus when I can't help you or I don't help you and you procrastinate and then it takes longer and then it takes away from that mama fin time. So I kind of use that as an example of how fast things go when you have help versus how things go when you don't have help. And I was like, so we got to wait our turn because they probably don't have the help that they have. And he's like, oh yeah, I like it when you help me. And I was like, exactly. So this kid that's supposed to be bringing us our food probably would like to have some help and he doesn't have it right now. He's like, oh, okay. And so I told him that when the food worker comes out to our door and gives us our food, I was like, you need to tell him, thank you so much. Thank you so much for my food. He's like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And so the kid comes out eventually, a half hour later. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about the way. I was like, dude, don't worry about it. I was like, we're grateful that you got it to us. And Finn's in the background, thank you for giving me my food. Thank you so much. And the kid was so stressed. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's late. And Finn's yelling, thank you. And he's like, you're welcome. And so I was like, okay, that's what we need in this world. So I felt like it was such a good mom win because I think he understood waiting his turn. And I think he understood helping is helpful. And then he was able to express that gratitude to the person that was late. Yeah. And so
now Finn needs to teach the adults of the world.
I'm like, but that's my purpose. It's like, if my kid can comprehend that and be grateful for waiting a half hour, but still getting our food eventually, so can that jerk ball in the drive thru at my store, you know? And so it's just crazy how
worked customer service.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you're good. It's just crazy how they get it.
And after working customer service, I feel like every human being on this earth should be required to work customer service. Right. At least 6 months to a year. Just so you really understand what it's like to work in a position where you're doing the best that you can, and then people are still coming in and yelling at you.
Yeah.
And then you have to, put on a happy face for the next person.
Right,
it's the same as the mom making her kid shop at Goodwill.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay, if you're not going to get this...
Make you understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think adults, if Finn can do it, mm-hmm. who's never had a job, I think adults should be able to put themselves in other people's shoes.
Right.
But yeah, for those who can't, it should all work.
It's mind-boggling, like, to me. And that's the other scary thing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they've been in this position of some sort at some time. So I don't know if it's kind of like a, oh, I was treated shittily, so I could treat you shittily kind of thing also.
Oh, yeah.
And so, kind of like the whole, like, I had a crappy start to life, so you get to deal with a crappy start to life kind of thing. Like, I don't like that. Like, no, like, make my kids' life easier.
Right.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah, I think it's just wild that, like, infuriating, really. And so, just using that moment as, like, a parenting tactic was a good mom win, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, discipline. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Mom told.